All caregivers experience stress. It's par for the course. This isn't a job you can prepare for in advance. It's learned by juggling endless demands. Stepping into this role will challenge and stretch you in ways you can't imagine, and radically change your life. There are two ways to cope with stress. You can choose to do nothing and continue to let the weight of the experience crush your spirit and potentially affect your health. Or you can pivot and discover a way out, as I did. I will share a strategy that helps me manage the demands and stresses of caregiving. Because your thoughts and emotions and actions are indicators of your inner state of being, it is vital to slow down and evaluate your feelings. If you notice your feelings are plummeting, please check in with yourself and ask what is going on. If you don't, you run the risk of burnout. Before we begin this contemplation experience, I recommend getting a glass of water and a journal and pen. I will guide you with some questions to help you connect deeply with your inner wisdom. You may stop this recording at any time to journal and make notes. Let the answers that come forward inform you. Avoid labeling your feelings as good or bad, and drop any judgments toward yourself, others, and circumstances. Judgment will only add more pressure to your life. When you are ready, sit in a comfortable chair in an open and receptive state as I guide you on a caregiver's advocate journey. Let us begin. Close your eyes now and take a few deep breaths. Filling your stomach with air, bringing this up to the top of your lungs, and release with a sigh. Allowing yourself to be present in this moment in time. Take as many breaths as you need. We will now begin. Ask yourself, what is my emotional state right now? Am I at peace or am I flustered? What emotions am I feeling? Take your time and drop deep into your state of being. Next, ask, am I grieving the loss of my independence and former lifestyle? Or is it something else? Connect with the first thing that comes into your mind. Allow yourself to connect deeply. You may now ask, are my thoughts helping or hurting me today? Let these answers inform you. Avoid labeling your feelings as good or bad, and drop any judgments toward yourself, others, and circumstances. Judgment only adds more pressure to your life. Please hit pause and journal your reflections if you feel guided to do so. When you are ready, you may resume the recording. Next, I will show you how to broaden your perspective using breath. When I'm overwhelmed, everything feels like one giant problem. When this happens, I know my emotions have taken over and are calling the shots, keeping me in a state of depletion. If I'm having a good day, I can break challenges into smaller parts and tackle them one at a time. Seeing progress helps me feel accomplished, which supports my overall mood. However, sometimes I'm gripped by negative emotions that are hard to shake off. When I feel this way, I use a breathing technique I learned from my Positive Intelligence coaching program. It helps me to zoom out from my problems and connect with a broader perspective so I can find creative solutions. Let me guide you with this breathing exercise. It is a great tool to reduce your overall stress. Once again, close your eyes and focus on your breathing. As you breathe, slowly rub two fingertips together on one hand while feeling all the ridges on the tops of your fingers. Notice all the sensations of touch. Breathe. Now become aware of the temperature of your breath as it enters and leaves your nostrils. Breathe. Next, you can shift your focus to the furthest sound away that you can hear, putting all your focus on sound. Now slowly shift your attention to the closest sound. And if you haven't done so yet, listen to the sound and rhythm of your breath. If you find your mind drifting, simply return your focus to the sensation of touch or the rhythm of your breath or the sounds around you. Holding this focus will help you to become present in the moment, giving your mind, body, and nervous system a rest, and also being in a space of allowing wisdom to come in that wants to support you. Because it's only in the silence that we can really hear and get the guidance that wants to help us. Your own inner guidance. Resting in the present moment and allowing feelings of peace and relaxation to come in will deliver the respite that you need. Just breathe and be. Rest and restore, allowing your body, mind, and spirit to rejuvenate. Again, please give yourself permission to hit pause, taking any time you want to journal. It is now time to connect with your inner wisdom. Close your eyes again if they are open and connect with your breath and this moment in time. With curiosity, ask, why am I feeling this emotion? Is there perhaps a different approach I can take to address a problem? What opportunities do these challenges present? What can I learn from them? How can I grow? Allow time for your higher self, the loving, intelligent part of yourself that knows what is best for you, to answer. Do not rush this process. Listen, watch, and be open to receive insight. Stay in the state of contemplation for as long as you need. Allow yourself to relax and observe how you feel. Do you notice stress melting away? Are you feeling more optimistic and centered? When ready, slowly open your eyes and return to the room. You may gently move your fingers and toes. Perhaps just move and stretch from side to side. Just be. Doing this breathing exercise for 2 minutes, at least 3 times a day, promises to create new mental habits to improve your well-being, relationships, and increase your productivity. Always remember, it is equally important to take care of yourself in addition to your loved one. You intuitively know what you need to stay whole in body, mind, and spirit. Choose an action that will refuel you and follow through. You'll see how positivity grows when you take steps to support yourself and how your heart expands in love and service. Closing your eyes one last time, take a final breath in while placing your hands at your heart center and breathe in gratitude, love, and care towards yourself. Honor and acknowledge the beautiful soul that you are. Make it your practice to listen to the whisperings of your heart and intuition, and you will spark your inner light and bring forward supportive new perspectives designed just for you. To learn more practical steps as to how to move towards wholeness, you may go to the strategy section in my chapter. Thank you for participating in this contemplation, and I wish you a beautiful day.